All right, as previously stated, we are happy to have Brother Art and Sister Lisa Dorame, who are going to be sharing some things with us. We first want to say that we love and appreciate Brother Art and Sister Lisa Dorame greatly. They have come into the church and into the kingdom of God with a whole heart to serve the Lord, and they've been helping us in any way that they can. We know that Brother Art took it upon himself to paint our parking lot curbs several months ago. He did this on his own. And just a few weeks ago, we were at the office, and who's out there again painting more curbs? There's Brother Art once again doing it on his own without being asked. So they have been such a great blessing to our church. And with that said, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over. I believe Sister Lisa is going to go first. Sister Lisa?
Yes, thank you, Brother Vic. Good evening, church. Before I get started, I just want to acknowledge Brother Vic for his dedication to the church, to Pastor and Sister Clark, and to his church family and visitors, and for all his hard work behind the scenes, putting the morning manna devotionals and Bible studies together. Brother Vic, you are a great leader and role model. God bless you for all you do, because all the devotionals, morning mannas, have been a blessing to me and to all, and have been a blessing to me. And to all the women who spoke this week and opened up their hearts, God bless you. I can relate to your testimonies. I found myself, whether I was at work or home, smiling and at times tearing up. It's brothers and sisters like you who give the Sister Lisa's and Brother Art the courage to break out their shell and speak. So thank you to everyone who had the privilege to do a devotional morning manna or Bible study. Before I get into my testimony, I just want to get started with when I first came to Truth Church. It was a whole new and different experience for me. I saw people with their hands up, crying, dancing, shouting, and I even saw some running. I can remember thinking if there was an emergency in their family and what was wrong with them. But come to find out, nothing was wrong with them. They were fine. I was the one who was messed up, and they were just getting everything set up for me and my husband for a healing. As we kept coming back to church, I can remember the sisters and brothers praying for me and wanting me to go up to the altar, but I was afraid to. I didn't know what to expect. I did not even know how to pray like them. Please forgive me for being transparent, but I can remember at times when I was in my pew, I would be praying, please don't let them come get me and take me up to the altar. Please, Lord, I will be fine praying here. But no, it didn't happen. Before I knew it, I was up at the altar, surrounded by beautiful sisters who were sensitive to the Holy Ghost and knew better. I could remember praying the Our Father and the Hail Marys. I did not know how to pray then. I would be trying to meditate, and all of a sudden, I would get startled by someone shouting, Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And it was Sister Shirley. I thank God for Sister Shirley's and Brother Stan's. I was so easily distracted, and I was not giving my all. Until one day, my husband received the Holy Ghost, and then it got me thinking, I did not want to be left behind. I better get with it. And if God could fill my husband with the Holy Ghost, then I knew he could fill me also. Well, it did not happen as fast for me. It took me a while. Fast forward, 3 months later in May, I got baptized in Jesus' name. And on September 16th, 2018, I was filled with the Holy Ghost. It took me 7 months. Now I'm going to go over just a brief testimony, a part of who I was and my struggles. I did not have a testimony of drugs, alcoholism, or gangs personally. However, I was surrounded by them all. As an adult, I look back at my life and I realize that God has always had his hand on me. I, like others in the church, was a very, very broken and closed off person. So I can relate to some of you in so many ways. I grew up in a very toxic, dysfunctional home. My father was a very hard worker and provider, and I loved him dearly. But he was an alcoholic, a stubborn alcoholic with a temper. My mother, being surrounded by his drinking, eventually picked up his bad habit. She was also stubborn and temperamental. I could recall dreading going to family functions because I knew there would be alcohol, and at the end of the day, it would lead to my mom and dad arguing and fighting. It affected me and my siblings. I have 4 siblings, and I was the youngest, and it terrified me. I would blame myself each time, thinking I did something wrong to cause them to fight. The painful memories of seeing my sisters crying and my oldest brother, always having to break them up. It would get very bad at times. I love my mom dearly also, but growing up, we did not have a close relationship. Not because I was a bad child, but for some reason, my mom was not close or affectionate towards me as she was to the other, to my other siblings. It seemed as if she took her anger and bitterness out on me. She was very negative also. She was a discourager. She would challenge my every idea, dream, and aspirations. I cannot say we had a close mother-daughter relationship, although I wish we had. I always told myself, if I had a daughter of my own, I would not treat her different from her siblings. I can proudly say today that my daughter is my best friend. I also told myself, if I ever got married, I would not marry someone who drank. Well, it did not turn out that way. My husband had a drinking problem. And because of it, our marriage suffered, and it had its challenges. I was broken again and very depressed. I was angry at myself. I was drained physically and mentally. I remember I would dread mornings to come because it would bring a new day with its own set of problems. But in the midst of all this, I would always pray for my mom and dad and for God to change my husband. Well, my mom and dad stopped drinking many years ago and found God. And my husband stopped drinking many years ago. And you know his present story. Today, my husband is a new man. He is baptized in Jesus' name. He is filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'm thanking Jesus for that. I had to learn how to overcome difficult people in my life. So if I could give anyone advice, I would say, no matter what they say, no matter what they do, no matter what they insult you with or how they react, they are only revealing themselves and not you. They are telling you what is wrong in them and not what is in you. What I also learned is that hurt people hurt people. Now, moving forward with my life, I just want to have the love of God and not be offended. I ask God to examine me first and give me a tender heart and to guide me daily. I thank God for the Truth Church family, Pastor and Sister Clark, and just want others to know that the church is a fertile ground for people to grow. It is the best place to thrive. There is so much to say about Truth Church. The people are compassionate, patient, sensitive to the Holy Ghost, and they truly care for people. Thank you, Church, for welcoming me and my family and for your prayers. And I ask if you would please continue to pray for my family and my sons to be saved. And to Pastor and Sister Clark, I just want you to know I love you and appreciate you both. And from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for never giving up on me and my family. We need you and the church and God more than ever. I know I'm not where I should be, but I'm thanking Jesus that I'm not where I used to be. And I just want to say that I love you all and will continue to pray for you all. And God bless. That's all I have, Brother Vic.
And that was great, Sister Lisa. Thank you so much. And I know that I believe Brother Art is going to be coming on the same line now. Brother Art?
Yes, Brother Vic.
Go right ahead, sir.
All righty. Good evening, Church. I first want to start by thanking Pastor Clark for allowing our morning manas and our evening testimonials to continue. And thank Brother Vic and everyone behind the scenes that makes this all possible. I also had something to mention about this morning manna, but I guess I'll leave that as a surprise, as Brother Vic mentioned. But for those of you that did hear it this morning from Sister Sanders, her message was as good as always, and her little blessing and her surprise she gave us was truly that, a blessing. So if you did not hear it, like Brother Vic said, do go back and listen.
Amen.
What I wanted to speak about tonight was tradition. And the reason I wanted to speak about this is because when Sister Chavez blessed us with her message and told us the story of the pot roast, I believe it was, it got me thinking. As some of you may know, through my testimony I gave back in February, or just by knowing me, prior to coming to Truth Church, my family attended a Catholic church. I was the fourth generation to attend that church. Even though I never felt the presence of God or ever had a relationship with God, I still attended. I was attending out of tradition. I also thought of how my father raised me and how my parents allowed me to be exposed to drugs, alcohol, gangs, and a very violent environment. But knowing how my grandfather was explains a lot. See, my father's dad was a very violent man. So my father raised me the only way he knew how. My father thought he was showing me how to survive in life the way he did. And in the worst way, that was tradition. So when Lisa and I decided to move from the LA area to Fontana, we did not realize it was not our decision. I now believe it was God's first step in breaking my family's traditions of alcoholism, drugs, and a life of gangs. So now my family is starting a new tradition, a tradition that includes a relationship with God, being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, speaking in tongues, and most of all, living our lives as apostolics. And I have faith I will see my children saved, but Church, it can't stop just at my family. When God fills us with the Holy Ghost, God wants us to reach out to the lost, to the drug addicts, the backsliders, the gang members, and anyone that we can. In Matthew 4:18, the Bible tells us a story of Jesus as he walked by the Sea of Galilee. Jesus seen two fishermen, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. Chapter 19 tells us, Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." This is what God wants us to be, fishers of men. But know that when we cast out our nets, we will get all kinds in that net. We may get the sick, the hurt, the depressed, alcoholics, even people that may be suicidal. But it is not for us to judge them, but to start with just loving them, just as God loved us and looked past all our faults. I want to end with this. At a time like today, there is so much fear and uncertainty in the world. And if you find yourself with fear and uncertainty in your heart, turn your fear into faith, your worry into worship, your uncertainty into understanding, and your silence into praise. And know that God's promises are as true today as the day he first spoke them. May God bless you all and have a blessed night. That is all I have, Brother Vic.
And that was great, Brother Art and Sister Lisa. Thank you to the both of you, Brother R and Sister Lisa. First of all, thank you for opening up and sharing more of your personal, heartfelt testimonies and experiences. And before I move forward, I want you to know that I do have someone on the line who wants to say something. Hold on, bear with me while I open up that line. Praise God. All right. I just want to make sure, Pastor Clark, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, Brother Vic, can you hear me?
Clear, yes, sir.
Okay. Brother Art and Sister Lisa, are you both still on the line?
Yes, Pastor.
Yes, we are.
Hey, I just want to tell you guys that that was a tremendous devotion tonight. I deeply enjoyed it. It was meaningful, and I'm very, very proud of both of you, and my wife and I really, really love you. You guys are a great blessing and an inspiration to our church. It was a great day when the Lord brought you guys to the church. And yes, I just wanted to let you know how we feel about it. God bless you both tonight.
Thank
Brother,
you so much,
thank you,
Pastor.
Brother Art and Sister Lisa.
Yes.
I love you. And I was so touched by your testimony. It was just brought tears to my eyes. Thank you for you're just an awesome couple, and we appreciate you so much. Love you.
Thank you, Sister Clark. We love you so
Thank
much,
you, Sister
too.
Sister Clark.
God bless both of you.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Have a blessed night.
Okay. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Clark. Thank you, Sister Clark. And Brother R said it tonight, church, tradition is a powerful thing. But now Brother R and Sister Lisa are creating their new tradition, an apostolic tradition. Praise mm-hmm. God. And one last thing I want to say about Sister Lisa, she made a comment about hurt people. But I want to say blessed people, bless people. And that's exactly what they are mm-hmm. doing now. They are blessing people. You are blessing people with your new lives in God, Brother Art and Sister Lisa. Why don't we just thank God together right now for everything the Lord has done in you and is doing through you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for Brother Art and Sister Lisa Durame, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing them into your church, into your kingdom, and giving them a whole heart to serve you, Lord Jesus. And we know you're going to continue to bless them and use them, Lord God, for your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Amen. And with that said, church, Amen. Again, we want to remind everyone about our morning manna devotion tomorrow morning with Sister Elizabeth Jimenez at 10:15 a.m. Praise God to everyone and have a great night. Amen.